Michelle Williams is the mother of two students at Buffalo Public Schools. Here's what she says went through her head when she found out that they would be staying home for the next 5 weeks.
Oh, God. we have to just do homework and try to keep the kids occupied.
Besides that, Williams is also one of thousands of parents in the district concerned about feeding her kids at home. We met Tuesday outside of East Community High School, where she was picking up free grab-and-go meals provided by the district.
You'll be here every day, you think?
Yes.
How helpful is that to you?
It's real helpful because I was running out of breakfast food.
East High and the district's other community schools, along with a few others, will be open for 2 hours each school day during the current closure in order for parents and caretakers to come pick up free breakfast and lunch for any students in need. Aretha James is one of the district's cook managers who will be packing up those meals at PS 37 Futures Academy.
How many people do you think came through? How many families today?
We had
148
today.
And James says a lot of those parents are anxious as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases continues to rise in the Buffalo area.
Yeah, they're scared, but they're coming out because they know they need food for their kids. So, and we're here to offer food for them. They can come and pick it up.
But that's not something all parents may be willing or able to do every day. Candace Moore has four children who attend Build Community School.
Is the food going to help you at home?
Today. That's it. Because I'm not going to come back up here every day to get food. I'm not doing
Moore that. Took a cab to get to the school Tuesday. She says transportation can be tough. And she also worries that her kids won't be able to move on to the next grade if they miss a month of school. District officials and teachers say they're doing everything they can to ensure that student learning continues. But they agree that this is uncharted territory.
There is a reliance on families to continue the education.
Serena Restivo is principal of School 37. Her teachers spent Tuesday getting academic materials out to students and developing communication plans for families.
I think we're doing everything we possibly can to ease the worries right now. Even the staff in this building and in my own household, I think we will always still have some worry that people cannot, suppress for us. But I think this is a piece of it just to really help out and let the community know and our families know that we are still here.
Buffalo Superintendent Kreiner Cash says the district served about 12,000 meals Tuesday. That number, he says, could go up to as high as 60,000 meals per day in the coming weeks. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.